matter what anybody tells you, words and ideas can change the world.
Okay, terrific.
Language and writing were made available.
He'll teach you everything.
I'm writing this down. This is good stuff.
Hey, I'm John. This is John Helps You Write Better. And yesterday, we had talked about my dinner with capitalism and sort of the struggle I was having with kind of the end result of work. How do I market? How do I talk about myself? How do I feel about myself now that stuff is done or needs to be done, like the bigger abstract mental stuff? Today, I want to swing the pendulum way to the other side, because what I want to talk about is how do you get going? How do you get started? Because it's great if you can have a finished product. It's great if you have a finished book. But how do you get started? How do you, you know, transform those initial pieces of inertia into a thing? Because that's a challenge for most people, a lot of people. The majority of writers, over 80% of writers, according to some surveys taken at colleges and amongst Publisher Weekly articles, is that the majority of people never get going because they never start. And starting matters. Now, here's the problem. Starting matters, and everybody knows that conceptually and intellectually, and a lot of people have started, but they don't really seem to get past starting. How many writers do you know, and maybe this is you, but how many writers do you know who keep coming up with new story ideas and writing them to a certain point, and then another new idea comes in and they go write that up to a certain point, and then they keep writing and reinventing and rebuffing and retweaking and redoing over and over essentially the same set of pages or the same idea in 15 different flavors? Is that you? Is that a thing you experience? Do you know why you're doing it? I know exactly why you're doing it. You're doing it because the beginning is fun, because the beginning is enthusiastic, because the beginning is easy. And it's true. It can be easy. You get all fired up and you're just like, oh, I have this idea. I got to go act on it. And that's great. But the problem is you can't just write only on enthusiasm. You can't. You can't just write solely when, you know, you've got a surge of energy. There are going to be times when you're going to have to write and you're uncomfortable or you're tired or you're bothered or you're distracted by some other bullshit. You're going to have to, because the only way you're going to get to the goal you say you have is to do more work than anything infrequent, which means you need to learn how to sit down and do the uncomfortable part, which not a lot of people want to do. But in not doing it, you are treating the thing you say you want to do as something less important than how you say it is. This is why getting started is temporary for a lot of folks. Oh, I'll just do it because it's fun, and then when it gets hard, I'll stop. You're not going to reach your goal that way. Getting started matters. And getting started is fundamentally simple. Go write a sentence. Right now, pause this. I'll count to three. Press pause. Go write one sentence. Write it on your phone. Write yourself a text message. Tap it out in your notes. Leave yourself a voice memo. Whatever. Just a sentence. Not a, like, amazing banger, holy shit, this sentence should be carved in stone sentence. Not a, oh my God, this is the greatest sentence to ever sentence in its life. Just write a sentence down. Let's not overthink it. Let's not over-engineer it. Just write a sentence. Okay? One, two, three. Pause and go write a sentence. Okay. Chances are now you're back. And you've ideally, hopefully, possibly written a sentence. Good news, you just started. You're done. We are no longer starting, now we are continuing. And the whole point, the whole goal of continuing is to make progress to our goal. Now, maybe this sentence is a bullshit sentence because you didn't take this very seriously. Maybe the sentence you wrote is absolute trash because you didn't care, because this is a podcast. It's not serious the way your writing should be. But let me tell you, that sentence is still good. That sentence can be anything. You could have written a sentence about, I'm listening to a podcast. Fine. Now take that sentence and find a way to incorporate it into your work. Somewhere. Make it a line of dialogue. What would you have to change? What would you have to tweak? Do we have to add a horse? Do we need to like put more elves in it? Should there something be exploding? How can we take the sentence you just wrote that you didn't give a shit about? How can we put that into the work that you say you do give a shit about? And then guess what? You've just increased the word count of your manuscript. That's it. Now, just keep doing that, one sentence at a time. No, you don't have to overthink things like theme and, you know, subtext and no. If you're writing a first draft, if you are writing a first draft, especially if it's your first book and this is your first draft or the fifth draft that you've never finished, if you're still trying to get your foot in the door, every sentence counts and every second counts. Not because you have so few of them, but because they can all matter if you just try. You just need to try one sentence at a time. That's how you get started with anything, whether it's me grappling with the weirdness of marketing emails, whether it's you trying to write chapter one, whether it's you trying to write page 63, whatever the hell it is, whether it's you trying to sum up the courage to have a tough conversation or write a difficult thing or, you know, quit a job or get a job or leave a relationship or go make a grocery list or go deal with this bullshit or whatever, it always starts in sentences and it always starts in decisions in your brain and it always starts with one small step. And the minute you make that small step, whatever it is, you begin pushing back against that sort of big, scary unknownness that so often keeps us paralyzed. Most people start and then restart and then re-restart and never finish because the middle steps and the end steps seem scary and hard, and they're not wanting to do hard things. They want to succeed easily. But there is no easy success. There isn't. If it were easy, we wouldn't be having this discussion because you'd be done already. Your effort, your success is waiting for you, but it is contingent on you going forward and doing work, which means sometimes you have to do more than start and restart. And sometimes that means you just have to accept a thing you wrote. And sometimes you just have to stop intellectualizing and start feeling. But that is a topic we'll talk about tomorrow. So for now, just go write another sentence, just one sentence, and put it in your manuscript. Do that, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.